It's been more than a year since the first major 2016 presidential candidate, Ted Cruz, announced his bid for the White House. And what a year it's been. So how has it played out on the drawing boards? We've got a roundtable of political cartoonists. We want to touch down with them on occasion up to the elections. Marshall Ramsey is the two-time Pulitzer finalist, cartoonist for the Jackson Clarion Ledger, and host of Now You're Talking with Marshall Ramsey on Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Hi, Marshall. I still have your books that you gave me.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's good to talk to you again.
And then Darren Bell in Los Angeles with the Washington Post Writers Group. He's the 2015 winner of the Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award for editorial cartoons. They focused on police brutality and race issues. Darren, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Gary Varvel of the Indianapolis Star. He won the RFK Award in 2011 and is the 13-time winner of the Best Editorial Cartoonist in the Hoosier State Press Award. Gary, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Boy,
and he's one of my favorite cartoonists, too. So,
But Marshall, that's you there. Just let's start with you.
Sure.
What kind of a year has this been? What kind of a campaign has this been?
You know, it's amazing. It's kind of a canary in a coal mine thing we had a couple years ago here in Mississippi where we had a longtime senator and that was beloved that suddenly had a challenger that came out of nowhere and nearly lost the election because everybody was really angry. So I'm thinking, wow, 2016 is probably going to end up being really intense. And sure enough, boy, it's turned into just a cartoonist dream.
Well, I'm looking at some of yours here. You've got the lineup of the Democratic candidates at one of the debates when there were like five of them. And Hillary's saying, all my answers are on a private server. Bernie's saying, get off my White House lawn. Lincoln Chafee says, no, a Lincoln Chafee isn't what Matthew McConaughey drives. And on and on and on. I think the fourth candidate you have, he's labeled some guy and he's tapping the microphone. Is this on? How much fun was it when it was a crowd?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's almost like you pray for rain and you get a flood. It's just been incredible, the amount of material. But, you know, as a cartoonist, I'm like thrilled about it. As a dad of three boys, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what are we doing here? I mean, there's a certain degree of horror to the whole deal. But, yeah, it was a lot more fun with the crowd now. But apparently Bernie's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So we still have a little bit of a crowd.
Yeah. Gary Varvel, I'm looking at one of yours. You've got Mike Pence. He's standing in a sunken rowboat.
Right.
His head just above water. And he's throwing a ring named endorsement to Ted Cruz, who's likewise in a sunken boat.
That didn't work so well for either one.
But who do you miss?
Who do I miss? Oh, man. I mean, they were all so fun to draw. But, you know, I'm just focused on the moment. I don't worry about people who drop off the side.
Well,
and so, this is an ongoing love fest for me. I'm having so much fun. And I also, at the same time, I'm having fun, just like I echo what Marshall said. I have four grandchildren along with three children. And so I'm a little concerned about what the future holds.
Well, and can we say that you write from something of a conservative bent?
You could say that.
Yeah. Although I could see.
A lot of people say that.
So let's say that. But I could see any of you doing this one. It's a huge pinstripe chest that you've drawn with a blue and yellow tie. It looks to be some sort of important Wall Street guy, but we just see the big chest. But tucked into his pocket is Hillary Clinton, and her bubble says, Trump can't be trusted. And she's in the pocket of the big banks.
The big banks.
But you know what? I can see any of you doing that.
Well, I've done a lot of cartoons against all of the conservative Republican candidates as well. So, I mean, if I think that they're off or they're not conservative in my point of view, then I'm going to go after them.
Okay.
And a lot of people, a lot of my fans and a lot of my readers don't know where I'm coming at. And I've had people say, well, who are you for? I'm just kind of against all of them right now.
For instance, Donald Trump, I'm looking through my cartoons here. How have you done Donald Trump?
Well, I for instance, I had him. I've had him with a gun to the head of the Republican elephant. I had him sidling up next to the donkey, which was the single payer health care plan, and he said, and because he's been for that in the past, and I don't know what time of day it is that he is not for it, but he's been for it, and so he said, "I'm standing by my my policy," and so. You know, in those cases, I'm trying to point out that he's not conservative. I'm a conservative. He says he's conservative. but he's been all over the place.
Darren Bell, come on in. I'm looking at a lot of not-so-flattering Donald Trump cartoons, even before he was the likely nominee. What do you like about drawing Donald Trump?
To be honest, I don't like anything about drawing him. I should say that I'm having an awful lot of fun having such horrible candidates to draw, but I'm not. I'd rather be challenged than have material just handed to me.
Well, but still, you've eked some out. Give us an example.
I drew the cartoon of him as Frankenstein's monster, and the Republican elephant was Frankenstein, and it was amazed that it was alive, and you had to see this coming. And that's what the cartoon was about. The cartoon was, I mean, they built this machine over the last 10 or so years.
And here he is.
This is the end result.
Here's another one of yours, Darren. It's a scale, and on one side are the Bernie voters with, hundreds of little figures in it. On the other side are the Hillary voters, hundreds of little figures in it, but also a hoof coming into the frame, tilting it in her favor.
Yeah, well, it's basically, I didn't want to believe that it was basically a coronation of Hillary Clinton, but it is. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't point it out, especially since so many other cartoonists who come from the left sort of ignored it.
Yeah. Well, Marshall, Darren, Gary, just a quick question about the artwork. Do you think we have candidates this time around, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, who lend themselves to being characters in a strip, or have the strips made them seem more like characters? What do you think?
They're walking caricatures.
Right. And we've always been kind of gifted with that every election. I think Dick Gephardt was the only person I've ever had trouble drawing. I mean, you get somebody like Michael Dukakis or, George Bush or so forth. They're fun to caricature, but this time around is particularly choice.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the ones that have been the easiest to caricature are the ones that end up lasting the longest.
That's a good point. I mean, they've been hanging around. I mean, like, so you're talking about Trump and Hillary and Bernie. They are great faces. I enjoy drawing Chris Christie and even Jeb Bush. I get used to whoever's getting the most press. Then I just start working on them, and it seems after a while you don't have to look at them anymore. You just get their mannerisms. And Trump, his face is just, to me, with those pouty lips and then his fake-looking smile and those squinty eyes and the hair. I mean, if you were to come up with a cartoon character for a comic strip, you couldn't do better than this.
Well, so we've got Marshall Ramsey, Darren Bell, Gary Varvel. Is there something you're anticipating drawing? I mean, we're going ahead. We're getting near the conventions. I mean, do you have to think ahead, too, about anticipating something? Marshall?
A mass of celebrities moving to Canada. I don't know. I'm trying to think about what could potentially happen when Armageddon happens. So, maybe Trump will build condos in Canada, and that's how he's going to end up making a fortune. I don't know.
Darren?
I'm just practicing drawing Trump being sworn in.
You are.
I mean, just my totally unscientific memory. As far back as I could remember, whoever appeared in the most cartoons ended up winning.
And Gary Varvel.
Well, I've actually drawn Trump at the northern border, saying that he was going to build a wall on the north just to keep people in. So I've done that cartoon.
Well, there goes my cartoon tomorrow. I have to go rip it up now, Gary. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. God.
So I already did that months ago. I'm always thinking ahead.
That's Gary Varvel of the Indianapolis Star. We've also been speaking with Darren Bell of the Washington Post Writers Group and Marshall Ramsey of the Jackson Clarion Ledger, and also host of Now You're Talking with Marshall Ramsey of Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Thank you all.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.